So this morning, I want to talk about one of the most infamous names in the Bible. A person that all of us sure love to hate, as the old term is. This morning I want us to look and study about Judas, and specifically the mistakes that he made. His fall from grace is a prime example of how anyone, any and everyone, no matter how faithful or religious they may seem to be, can fall away from Christ. Now again, you know, Judas was at the side of Christ. He was one of his apostles. He was there, right there when everything happened, and yet he still fell away. And again, this morning I want us to look at some of the mistakes that Judas made, how those mistakes led to his demise, and also to look at some verses that help us to try to avoid those same mistakes that Judas made. And now the first mistake that Judas made, and again, a lot of people always think of Judas, you know, he's the man who betrayed Jesus. That was his big mistake. But it started even a little bit before that. So if you would turn to John chapter 13, verse 29. We'll begin there this morning. John chapter 13, verse 29. And the few passages we're going to look at for this point will illustrate how Judas was greedy and how he stole money. So again, John 13, verse 29. And then we'll look at how Judas was greedy and how he stole money. Okay, John 13 and verse 29. For some were supposing, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus was saying to him, buy the things we have need of for the feast, or else that he should give something to the poor. So we see here in this passage, Judas was in charge of holding on to the group's money. That was one of his duties in the group. Again, it says here in verse 29, one duty that he had, because he had the money box, was he bought them food sometimes. You know, he would go buy them things that they needed, maybe food or clothing or things like that. And also he was in charge of distributing those funds to the poor. So we see here that was one of his duties. He held on to the money box. He was in charge of the group's money. That's one thing that he did. If you would turn back a chapter to John chapter 12, and specifically verses 3 and 6. John 12 verses 3 through 6. And we'll see what Judas did with that money box at times. John chapter 12, verses 3 through 6. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was intending to betray him, said, why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii? And given to poor people. Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. So we can see here that Judas had that great responsibility of holding on to the money box, but he wasn't very honest with it. He wasn't very forthcoming with it. In fact, it says he took out of it for himself. They called him a thief, and that is true. He was a thief to his own group's money. He stole from the very thing that he was in charge of. And now we see that sometimes today in businesses, you'll have people who take money from their business dishonestly and things like that. And Judas did the exact same thing. He was a thief. He was dishonest. And this is even before he betrayed Christ. So signs of his demise came earlier. You know, it wasn't just one day he decided, I'm going to betray Jesus, you know. There were other things going on as well that kind of ate at his faith. And for most of Judas' mistakes this morning, I want us to look at a passage from the Old Testament. And the reason I want to do that for most of these points is that because, you know, Judas, he was brought up as a Jew. And obviously, the Gospel, the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke and John, they weren't really in existence. You know, they were in creation, if you will, when he was alive. They were in the process of being formed, not yet written down. So that's why we're going to look at some of these Old Testament passages and see that what Judas did was wrong in his eyes as well as our eyes. If you would, turn back to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. And this passage is very familiar to all of us, I'm sure. This is the passage that includes the Ten Commandments. So Exodus chapter 20, and specifically verse 15. Exodus 20, verse 15. Only four words there, but they're pretty straightforward. You shall not steal. You shall not steal. Again, these Ten Commandments, they were the basis of the Jewish religion. Everything hung on these Ten Commandments, these Ten Rules. But yet, Judas didn't follow this one rule. And later on, we'll look at another rule he didn't follow from the Ten Commandments. But he did not follow this very specific, very general, very good rule. He violated it greatly, stealing, you know, from his very own friends, stealing from Jesus himself. Not a good thing to do. And if you would, for this final verse, for this passage, for this point, turn back to Luke chapter 12, if you would, please. Luke chapter 12. Luke 12, verse 15, specifically. Luke 12 and verse 15. In this passage, Jesus is speaking. Then he said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." And Jesus again here says to be aware of greed. Don't you think Judas was there when Jesus said that? I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was right there listening when Jesus said that. So not only did Judas have the old law to go off of, not only did he violate one of the Ten Commandments to not steal, but Jesus, the one he was supposed to be following, the one who he was supposed to dedicate his life to, told him himself, be aware of greed. Be aware of that sort of thing. And Judas, again, was surely right there when Jesus said it. He knew what Jesus wanted him to do. And yet, he let his greed get the best of him. And one way I illustrate it, I'm sure all of us have thought about this during some point in our life, and hopefully we strive for it, you know, every day, but wouldn't it have been great to be there with Jesus? You ever think about that? Been great to learn from the Master himself? It would have been a wonderful thing. And here we have, you know, a person like Judas who squandered that opportunity. And, you know, that kind of leaves us perplexed perhaps. Like, why would you squander such an opportunity like that? To learn from Jesus himself, to be there. But Judas let his greed get the best of him, despite what the old law said and despite what Jesus said himself. So again, that was his first big mistake. Secondly, and this is the most famous mistake that Judas made, Judas betrayed Jesus. He betrayed him. And many verses in the Bible talk about Judas's betrayal. You know, there's Matthew 10, verse 4 is an example. I know there's a passage we read earlier that mentioned it. But Judas is referred to as the man who betrayed Jesus. That's who he is known to be. That's how he's remembered. And that's how he is defined. Now, I'm sure many of you know somebody, perhaps, throughout your life, who is defined by a moment or defined by somebody. Even somebody you don't remember their name. I was thinking about this when I was coming up with this sermon, and I thought about kindergarten. Went to kindergarten right over there, Granby Elementary. And I remember there was this one kid, I don't even remember his name. If you ask me his name, I definitely couldn't tell you. But there are three things I'll never forget about this kid. Because he only went, I think, a few months, then he moved away. One thing I remember about him was that he was really angry. He was always upset about something, just an angry, angry little kid. I always remember that about him. The second thing I remember about him, and I don't know why, is that he dressed up as a lion for Halloween. Don't know why I remember that, but I just remember he dressed up as a lion for Halloween. And the third and the biggest thing I remember about him, the first time I ever saw blood was him. because he decided in art one day it would be a great idea to cut his tongue with scissors. And of course, that didn't end very well for him, but I remember there was, you know, blood on the floor, and I was like, what's that? You know, sort of thing. And like I said, don't even remember the kid's name, but specifically that third one. I remember him, and I will always remember him as the kid who cut his tongue with scissors in art class in kindergarten. And Judas is like that, in a way. You know, he is remembered as the man who betrayed Christ. That's how he is always going to be remembered, forever. You know, it's clearly documented in the Bible what he did, and he's always going to be remembered for that. If you would, turn to Luke chapter 22. Now, Luke chapter 22. And we'll look a little more specifically at how Judas betrayed Jesus. Look into the specifics of it. So Luke chapter 22. And specifically verses 3 through 6. Luke 22 verses 3 through 6. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, belonging to the number of the 12. And he went away and discussed with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began seeking a good opportunity to betray him to them, apart from the crowd. So as we can see here, Judas, he fell into Satan's temptations. He fell into Satan's snare. He made a plan to betray Jesus, and he executed it. He went to the chief priests, he went to those officers to betray Jesus. You know, those are the guys who wanted Jesus dead. Those were the guys who absolutely hated Jesus, who wanted Jesus gotten rid of in any way they could have. And here you have somebody really, really close to Jesus just handing him over to them. And it says they were glad. You know, they were so glad they agreed to give him money because of this. So again, that plan was made and that plan was executed. And if you would look down a few more verses, verses 21 through 23. Verses 21 through 23 of Luke 22, excuse me. So Luke 22, beginning in verse 21. And this is Jesus talking here in verses 21 and 22. But behold, the hand of the one betraying me is with mine on the table. For indeed the Son of Man is going as it has been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to discuss among themselves which one of them it might be who was going to do this. So we need to keep in mind, Jesus knew that he was going to be betrayed. And he knew who was going to do it. And that has to be a very sad feeling. I'm sure Jesus felt very upset, very sad. Very betrayed, obviously, by what was going on. You know, it wasn't like this plan was executed in secret and then in the Garden of Gethsemane, boom, Jesus was surprised. Hey, why are all these people here? You know, he knew what was going on, and that probably made it even more painful for him. It's because he knew that, you know, Judas was right there. He's going to betray me. It's already happening. Just a very, very sad deal there. And if we would now turn back to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, and we'll be looking at verses 45 through 50. Matthew chapter 26, verses 45 through 50. Then Jesus came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." While he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came up accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who was betraying him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him." Immediately Judas went to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you have come for." And they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. So Judas knew that Jesus and the disciples were going to be there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He led those chief priests, he led those officers there to where Jesus was. And he even gave them a signal. He said, "The one that I kiss is the one who you need to seize." You know, that was his signal. Judas led those who wanted to harm Jesus directly to him, directly to where he was, and finally betrayed him. If you would now turn back to Proverbs, and we'll see what the old law has to say about betrayal. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. And we'll specifically look at verse 6 of Proverbs 20. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. "Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man?" And that's the universal question, isn't it? This question is very applicable to today. There's a lot of people out there who say they're loyal, a lot of people who say that they're a good person and that they will help out somebody when they need it. But honestly, who can find a trustworthy person? You know, when I look around this room, it makes me happy to see a lot of trustworthy people here. But when we walk out those doors, it's very hard to find. It's a very sad thing to find somebody who is truly trustworthy, someone who you can really depend on when times get tough. It's very, very hard. Jesus depended on Judas to be that person. Again, Judas proclaimed his loyalty to Jesus, you know. He traveled with him, went with him. But at the end of the day, he wasn't trustworthy. At the end of the day, Jesus couldn't trust Judas. Judas let him down because he wasn't trustworthy. That's a very, very sad thing, a very bad deal. And now for the third point. And, you know, obviously Judas betraying Jesus was a monumental mistake. It was a terrible thing. And this is just my opinion. You know, I'm sure some of you will disagree with me on this, but my opinion is that this next point was Judas's biggest mistake. And I'm not saying that betraying Jesus wasn't a big mistake. It was an absolutely huge mistake. But in my personal opinion, this third point was Judas's biggest, worst mistake. And that is that Judas realized that he had sinned, yet he did not repent of his sin. If you would, turn back to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Verses 3 and 4. Matthew 27, verses 3 and 4. Now we'll be coming back to this passage for the fourth and final point. But for now, we'll be reading Matthew 27, verses 3 and 4. "Then when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.' But they said, 'What is that to us? See to that yourself.'" We can see here Judas definitely felt bad for what he had done. He felt that remorse. And he knew that he had sinned. In fact, in verse 4 again, he said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But even though he felt bad, there's no passage in the Bible that says that he repented. There's no passage that mentions it, that he repented. All it says here is that he recognized that he had sinned. That's all it says. If you would now turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Luke 15, verse 7. Luke chapter 15 and verse 7. And this is Jesus talking here. And again, Judas probably heard this from the mouth of Jesus. "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Repentance is a wonderful, beautiful thing. Without it, all of us would be doomed. Incredibly, incredibly doomed. It's a great thing that we can repent. Judas could have repented, but he didn't. And again, and I'm sure you know of an example in your life, possibly of somebody else, but you can feel bad for doing something all you want. But if you don't repent, it's not going to do you any good if you just feel bad for it. You have to have that repentance. You have to recognize that you were wrong and turn away from that. Judas could have repented, but he didn't. And a parallel I want to make with Judas is Peter. Let's look at Peter for a second. Now, Peter, of course, did not betray Christ, but he did something just about as bad. He denied Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times. So here you have two of Jesus' disciples. Two men that pledged to serve him, to be loyal to him till death. One betrayed him, the other denied him. But what's the difference? Well, obviously Peter repented. And look at the great things that Peter did. He was there to help found the church in Acts chapter 2. He was the first to reach out to the Gentiles, to give the Gentiles the gospel message. Peter did a lot of great things, and he served Christ well. Despite that huge mistake that he made, he repented of that, and he went on and served Christ well. Couldn't Judas have done the same thing? Absolutely. Judas could have done the same thing. He could have repented. Again, he realized he was wrong, he just didn't repent. But just imagine if he would have repented. I'm sure he could have done the same thing as Peter. He could have helped the church spread and grow and help bring more people to Christ. But he never repented. Maybe he felt too ashamed to repent. Maybe he was so sad. Maybe he felt hopeless. But that's no excuse. When you do something wrong, you're supposed to feel that way. You know, you do feel ashamed. You do feel sad. And at times you do feel hopeless. But you still need to repent. You still need to turn away from your sin. That's something that Judas didn't do. And like I said, in my personal opinion, I think that was his biggest mistake. Especially coming that close, realizing that he had done wrong, and yet not repenting, not making it right, not doing something about it. The final mistake that Judas made was that he killed himself. Ended it all right there. If you would, turn back to Matthew chapter 27. And we will continue reading that passage. Matthew chapter 27, and we'll be reading 5 through 10 now, verses 5 through 10 of Matthew chapter 27. And he threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary and departed. And he went away and hanged himself. The chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the temple treasury, since it is the price of blood." And they conferred together, and with the money bought the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. For this reason, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one whose price had been set by the sons of Israel. And they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed. So we can see here, Judas decided to hang himself instead of repenting like he should have. He chose to die by his own hand. He chose to take his own life. A very, very tragic thing. Again, he was that close. He could have repented. But instead, he took things drastically worse. Took a big mistake, made it even bigger, in his part anyway. If you would now turn back to Exodus chapter 20. This will be the last passage we look at this morning. Exodus chapter 20. Back to the Ten Commandments. And we saw earlier how Judas violated the one commandment not to steal. But he certainly violated another one. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. You shall not murder. You shall not murder. Judas was guilty of that as well. Judas murdered himself. To be a murderer, you don't have to necessarily murder another person. You can murder yourself. That's what suicide is murdering yourself, is killing yourself. A lot of people these days, unfortunately, have the wrong view of suicide. They see it as an easy way out, as a way to maybe escape the pains and the pressures of this world. But that's not the case. Suicide is a sin. It is murdering yourself. Judas had a lot of sins in his life. You know, he was greedy and he stole money. We saw that earlier. He betrayed Jesus. He didn't repent. And he died sinning. He died killing himself. It's a very, very tragic thing. Very, very tragic thing. And it's very sad to think about in Judas's case. But he made his decisions, and that's how we will always remember him. When all of us are dead and gone, hopefully the Bible will still be around in this country. I think it will be. Don't know if it's going to be as important as today, but it's our job to keep it important. But future generations, long after we're gone, they'll still be reading this. They'll still see Judas and his mistakes and his errors. And that's how he will be remembered forever, as the man who betrayed Jesus. How are you going to be remembered? Are you going to be like Judas? Are you going to be defined by something terrible? By something awful? Or will you learn from the mistakes of Judas? Learn from the mistakes of other people in the Bible and be encouraged by the people in the Bible who did do right, who did wonderful things in the name of the Lord. This morning, are you plagued with greed like Judas was? Maybe that's a problem. Maybe there's some betrayal in your life that's bothering you. Or maybe you're about to make the biggest mistake that Judas made, and that was the failure to repent. Maybe you're having trouble with that this morning. If you have any need this morning, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.